Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
And Jesus is his name. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Heart to Heart is the name of the show. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. Do remember, 3 o'clock, we say hello to Germany, Johan else on something else. And then Lukumkwedi Puti comes through at 4 o'clock. We're still here. And we're going to keep you company throughout the festive season, throughout the festivities. And are we hoping that we're going to just have a wonderful time together in the presence of the Lord together and learning, growing together. And when 2025 comes through, we are better people. And those were sounds coming there from Ngube Gombata, featuring Hlentombela, and the title of the song, Jesus is the Name. Now in the studio, you know, this season makes you sing, hey? This season, just when I feel like I'm not alone in the studio. In the studio, I'm honored with the king and queen. And I'm talking about, I want you to tell me if I'm saying it correctly. Is it Morodi? Is it Morodi?
The second one.
Morodi. And I was like, Mom, okay. Firstly, family, it's a beautiful couple. They love the Lord, as I said earlier on. We'll be sharing their journey with them, and growing from that as well. Very young. You should see them. Yeah, if you're on Facebook, you can. And Oskid one cannot hide the smile. Such a beautiful smile there. So I was asking my mom, because you're my mom's favorite couple. Mom, they're coming in today. And I'll be tuned in. I'm like, okay. So how do we say their surname? She's like, Hasiba Morodi. Hi, why is it not a U? It's an O. So welcome, Sis Kidiwani. Welcome, Tate Mujalifa.
Thank you so much.
Wow. And family, I'm sure if you hear their names, you have seen them on social media platforms. You have also seen them in one of the programs on TV. Yeah. And when I was Kidiwani. But we did see you there. And that's how you became my mom's favorite. She's like, I love them. And so today we're sharing with other couples. I love what I see. From time to time, you, Sis Kidiwani, would write a message to your husband. And he would also write a message to you, yes, right on Facebook. And it's so warm. It's so encouraging. It's so beautiful. And you look at the pictures. You see, pictures don't lie. Okay, there are those ones that can trigger you there and there, but they don't lie. They tell the truth. You can see a genuine smile. You can see if videos don't lie as well. And you are so inspirational. I think many couples have said that to you.
Yeah, you can always say that again, yes.
Always. Yeah. So when did we, okay, now I'm putting myself, I'm not a couple, guys. I'm not part of them. Now I'm like, when did we meet? When did it all start? When did you meet?
You want to take it?
Mm-mm.
All right. My name is Simon Jalifa.
Yes, sir.
My name, as you said, Morodi.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in White City.
Jabavu.
The streets of Soweto, yes.
Yes.
And I'm married to a beautiful wife that I got from Limpopo.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes. Where did we meet?
When did it all start? Yes.
It started in 2001.
Yeah.
And I came in Pretoria in 1999.
Okay.
Yeah, 2001, that's when I met her. And it was funny, because I was going to work and she was going to school.
Okay.
So she was on the other street, other side of the road, and I was on the other side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I kept looking at her, being interested in this beautiful lady.
Yeah.
Wow. So fortunately, she jumped the road and came to my side.
Oh my.
And that's when I got the
Isn't
opportunity.
Isn't God good?
Always.
Yes.
I got the opportunity to have a chat with her.
Wow.
And we had a beautiful talk together, and we could click the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You know that thing of love at first sight. I was very, very, very interested in this person. So we had to part ways, whereby she was going to the bus and I was going to our building.
Okay.
But unfortunately, she never gave me the cell phone numbers.
Hey, man.
And the name.
Haven't
you? And the name, yes.
So you met a ghost.
I met a ghost.
Okay.
Yes. The only information I had was just a flat.
Okay.
Yeah. So me being me, I went searching after I knocked off at 4 o'clock at that flat. Remember, it's how many stories? I think it's about 6 stories.
So were you asking everybody, do you know a lady like this? You had to explain.
Yes, I had to explain.
Yeah.
So they don't open for you. You have to buzz. So you buzz ground floor, all the flats in ground floor. Hey, do you know any lady, light in complexion, who was writing cost management today?
How many floors again?
About 6.
And how many rooms there?
It's about 8.
So you were buzzing each one?
Each one. And the ministry, I
you
got
you were a man
on
a
people.
Mission. You are a man on a mission.
I was on a mission. So by the grace, I finally found the sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, yeah, that's my sister who was writing cost management.
Oh,
today.
Yes. So you even knew she was writing cost management?
Yes, because we discussed it.
I was so frustrated.
Yeah, on that day.
I'm going to write my exams. Yeah. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
You know.
And here's this guy.
Then he asked me, what are you going to write? I was like, cost management in accounting. Yeah. And it's so difficult.
But now he just said, you had a wonderful conversation. You were frustrated, but you didn't sound
frustrated. I was. Because he did something with his neck. There is something that he's doing with his neck.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. He's just doing like, then I feel sorry for him. I didn't even wanted to stop and talk to him.
Yeah.
But because of the neck sign, then I feel sorry for him. I was like, okay, let me give this guy a chance, you know.
Okay. God is so good. We thank him for the neck. And that's how the whole friendship started.
Yes.
Sure. But now, and how many years have you been married now?
A full 20 years in marriage.
Wow. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Okay.
It feels like yesterday.
It feels like yesterday. Yeah. It should. It should feel like yesterday. I wanted to do an applause, but now let me try to do this. Let me try to do this. Wow. 20 full years. Congratulations to that.
Thanks.
Has the journey been easy?
In every relationship, we believe that there are ups and downs.
Mm.
With us... the most difficult one was when we were in a childless marriage for about 6 years.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not fun, especially if you've got siblings and you are the firstborn and the siblings keeps on having kids and you ask God, on when?
What about
are
me?
Are you going to bless me?
Sure.
Yeah, when are you going to bless me?
Was there was there pressure from the families?
It's not only families, colleagues, friends, everywhere. You know, when people get married, the first thing they ask after a year is, when are you going to have a baby?
Sure.
Yeah. It was so bad to an extent that some of the people were calling my wife, my husband. They say, well, I was sleeping with a man because she doesn't get babies. Forgetting that it might be on the other
side.
That
is like really insulting.
It is. Yeah. It is.
You. Now, I know that when that happens, the pressure goes more to the woman.
Correct.
How did you take it, Sis Kidibon?
For me, it was not that. Yeah, it was not that bad because my husband was there. He was always supporting me, and I think it was not that bad.
Yeah,
because of if ever you're a praying woman and you're a praying family, everything is just become so easy. Even though I will meet challenges and then people they will go like making fun of me and things like that, but God was on my side and my husband was always there. And then he was always telling me, oh no, I didn't marry you to have kids.
Yeah,
I marry you because of I love you. If ever God doesn't bless us with kids, then it's okay.
Then we praise the Lord. Yes. Whether they're here, whether they are not, we praise
it's
the Lord.
Well.
Sure. And I think that is a very hard cross to bear for any couple, especially, like I said, to the woman's side. So what kept you going? Him. He kept you going. Ntate Morodi, what kept you going?
God and him.
So God first, then him.
God first, yes.
Ntate Morodi, what kept you going?
I would say it's more of a God, because when you're in such situations, you even get the ministries of why don't you go get someone else outside and try
Yo,
and see.
Leaving God now, going to seek something
else. Yes, yes. Some of
the suggestions
from close families and stuff, they would say, get another woman. You understand? Get another woman. So you get a ticket, and I don't know how to say it, but it's such a disrespect to the wife. I never even told her that there's people who are saying,
I should get another wife.
Get another wife so that you can extend the seed of Morodi. And I was content, and I was like the four boys in the fire. I said, it will be known. That this one said,
I will not bow.
Said no. Yeah, I will not bow. It's his will. If I have to pass this planet not having kids, it's fine.
Were you angry with God, says Kiribone, at some point?
No, because
I love your bravery, guys.
No, I believe that everything happened for a reason.
Yes.
I didn't know what was the reason before, but now I do. Because of I'm doing a lot of counseling for the couples that they don't have kids. I give them hope, or God is there. If you hang in there, one day he will bless you.
Sure.
Yes.
So you had tenacity. You were like, we are going to hold on to the Lord. Yes, right now it's not happening, but we are going
one
to
day.
Hold on to the Lord.
Yes.
So you closed your eyes and ears to everything that was happening and coming for it. But didn't you look at your brothers and sisters' children and you're like, oh, I wonder what Runa Kabe Ali, how old now?
No, I'm not the jealous type. I didn't compare.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's so awesome. And it took how many years?
6 years.
Phew, that's a lot.
Yeah, 6 years. In fertility fraternity, they'll say 3 years, 4 years. It's not going to happen.
Oh, after three years or four years, then it means it's not going to happen.
And we've been told, or we must just forget about it.
So you've been to all these clinics, the infertility clinics and
everything,
all?
Everything. They test your sperm count, can you swim, they put inks in hair, fallopian tubes, check everything.
The painful procedures that you have to go through.
It's painful. I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Yeah,
there was a time whereby it was raining, I remember, and Kidibonis took the kids, our neighborhood kids, put them inside our house, and they watched, I think it was King Kong.
They
watched King Kong together.
And cooked for them.
And she cooked for them. So the parents didn't know where the kids disappeared to, so they went frantic.
Okay.
Looking for the kids.
They called the police.
They even go to an extent of calling police.
And they thought you stole the children.
No.
Okay.
They didn't look at our house because it's the house that's known that there's
no
kids.
Oh, there are no children. So no children would go there.
No children would go there. So eventually, when the rain subsided, she released them and they went to their parents. Yeah. When they came to us, it was a ton of bricks. Because they were like, we wouldn't have thought of looking for our kids there by you, because you guys said, I don't have kids. Don't ever do it again. So I had to go around and apologize.
Every house.
Yeah.
How many children?
Yeah.
About eight.
Six.
Okay.
Six or seven, somewhere there.
You. But you had the love. You have been a nurturer and a mom even before you had your
own. I love
kids.
And the children loved you.
Yeah.
So you had fun with these children.
Yes, I did.
Very much.
At that moment when you were having this, were you foreseeing yourself having your own and you had that kind of setup?
I've been told by the doctor that I will never.
Oh, so it was just enjoying with these children, ministering love to them.
Mm-hmm.
So when it finally happened, and you found out somebody's coming. How did you find out? Let's start there.
To tell the truth, I didn't even believe it, because I was at work.
Okay.
Then our HR called me.
You were not waiting this time? You were not going?
I was not even away.
Yeah.
And they called me, or come and sign the contract.
Yeah.
Where you got permanent. Then I was very happy. I rushed there to sign my permanent contract. After I signed it, I felt pains. I told the lady that, hey, you know what, I'm in pains. Mm. Can you please drive me to the Lupasta hospital so that I can go and see my guy there? When I arrived there, he checked me on the scanner. He said, oh, you are blessed with twins.
Hi, Bo. Wait.
You know, but I'm not sure. Because now I didn't believe him. Or the same guy who told me, or I will never beg, his now he's telling me, or I'm blessed with twins. Yeah. He said, no, go downstairs, go and to the lab to draw the blood and come back to me. Mm. I was very scared. And the ladies that there at the lab, they already knew me, because when I walk in, they will pray for me.
Yes.
Then after that, they tell me, no, you are not. Yeah. Then we will cry together. They will pray for me. Then the day that I went there for a lab, they were like, yo, it's been a while.
We haven't seen you in a while.
Yes.
Okay.
The time that they finished withdrawing my blood, I told them, I'm going to the toilet. I know I'm running away. I went straight back home.
Okay.
When I reached home, the doctor calls. And I woke up my husband because he was sleeping. He was working night shift.
Yes.
I just took the phone and gave the phone to him because I was even shaking. Just kidding, what's wrong? Then the doctor told him, oh, congratulations, you're going to be a father. And my husband was like, no ways. But I was very happy.
Mm.
I thought what I was dreaming at first. Mm. I was like, yo. But unfortunately, that evening, my husband was very happy. He went and collected all my family to come and celebrate with us.
Mm.
But during that time, I felt those pains again. I was standing there at the wall. Then the blood came out.
Hey.
Then they rushed me to the hospital.
Okay.
And then when they called the doctor, no, you'll find me there. Mm. I was waiting for her.
Mm.
Fortunate enough, they saved one child and one pass on.
Eish.
But it was God's plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was very happy. Oh, at least they managed and God gave me one child, and then they managed to save one child, but another one,
sure.
But I was very happy, and I thank God every day. Oh my gosh, I am going to be a mom.
So did you have time to moan for the passing?
No,
of you were like, it's done.
Yeah, I just said,
you are very strong, I must say.
Oh, thank you so much.
You are,
but I'm not.
No, you are.
I am a crying baby. But that moment, it was a shock. Oh my gosh, I'm pregnant with twins. I lost one and I still have one.
Yeah.
Then
what a blessing.
Yeah, what a blessing.
Yeah. Okay, so one person might say, but what were the kind of prayers that you had on that journey just before you fell pregnant?
What kind
did you just say, Lord, rishap, ne? Yeah, rishap. Okay. It is what it is.
we prayed for the kids.
You still asked?
We prayed for the kids.
Yeah.
We said to God, if it have to be the adoption route, it's fine.
Mm.
We will go to the adoption route, but we want kids. I remember, I think 2 months or 3 months before she received the news that she's pregnant, I bought the toys.
I love that.
Yeah, I bought the toys, and the lady who was staying.
Were you
next
buying
door,
them for your own
for
children?
For my own, yes.
All right.
Yes, the lady who was staying next door said, "Your husband has gone cuckoo stuff because you guys don't have kids. Give these toys to me."
Yes.
Because I've got kids, and kid one said to her,
"No,
my husband will kill you. Please don't even touch those toys.
Yeah.
Those toys."
Yeah.
And we were not even shy. We put them in the living room.
I love the faith.
Yeah, it's faith of belief that you've received it.
And it was not forced. It was not, you know, not forcing yourself. It was just relaxed and trusting God.
Yes.
We are buying the toys. They are coming.
Yeah.
And that time, my darling, all of my friends, half of them, God bless them with kids.
Yeah.
And I am the one who's organizing the baby shower for them.
Yeah.
I love baby showers. I will always go like, oh, my friend, you are pregnant. Then I will be so happy. Then I will organize baby shower and go and celebrate with them.
Wow. Yeah. And so now you are pregnant. Were you you were excited, but were you at any point scared that I might lose this one as well? So I need to be very careful.
Yes, I was. Mm. Because of another thing is like, I had a cervical cancer by that time. Okay.
Oh, okay.
How does the story goes?
Yeah.
I was raped when I was very young.
Yeah.
You know, I think at the age of 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, and 13 and 14 years.
Yeah.
So the time that I've been told that, kid, you had cancer and you are on stage, it was stage 4 or stage 3.
I think it was the earliest
You
stage,
are I'm a miracle.
Sure. Yeah. So I've been told, well, you know what, you had cancer, what. Then that thing moved me. I was like, oh my God, what did I do to you? Why do I have to have this cervical cancer?
And you were on like the, one of the later stages already.
Not, it wasn't latest, latest. Oh, I think
stage two.
Okay. If I'm not mistaken.
All right. Yeah.
This was after we got married.
Yeah.
Seven days after we got married.
After we got married. Hmm. We went to check if everything is fine.
Yes.
They discovered that the cervical cancer, we need to remove the cervix.
Sure.
So after I lost my, another twin, then is where then the doctor told me, oh, no, you don't have cervical cancer. You have to go for operation so that they can close it.
So the cervix.
Not the cervical cancer.
Oh, cervix. Oh, yeah.
Because they had to remove the cervix.
Yeah, they removed
it. For the child to stay in, they had to sew.
You're right.
Okay. Yes.
That's the procedure.
So they didn't do that. Then I was very scared. I'm going to lose my second child.
And now you had to trust God.
Yeah.
Trust and obey.
The doctor actually said that it miraculously grew back.
Haibo.
So they didn't have to do that.
It never grows back, I assume.
It doesn't.
Especially because with cancer, I think they would even use, what do we call it?
The laser.
The laser.
He didn't.
And it miraculously.
Yeah, it miraculously grew back.
What a wonderful God.
Because the time that I was supposed to go for operation to go and seal it, she was like, when there is something small, your cervix is big. Then he didn't do it.
And what was going on in your mind when you heard that?
I praised God. I was like, oh God, thank you so much for this. Because at first I was blaming him. Oh my gosh, what have I done? Now I've been raped and now cervix. And now they said I cannot have kids because of that cervix. But now I'm pregnant and I was supposed to go for operation. Then they said, no, there is no need.
Hmm. Sure. And then you carried the baby.
Yes.
Full term?
No. Okay. I think 7 months. No?
7 months, yeah.
Yeah. My son is a premature. 7 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And were you scared that still when you had to give birth at the... No.
Strictly, I didn't want a natural... Push. I told my doctor, I'm scared of the blood. Just kill me, then you wake me up when my son is there.
Okay. So at 7 months, it was a blessing for you.
I was blessed with this beautiful...
Tiny baby
boy. Yeah.
And now he had to stay in there, or was he kept...
Mm-mm.
Not even kept in the hospital?
Nope.
Yeah, they kept him for about 3 days.
Yeah, it was 4 days.
Normal.
Normal 3 days. Then they released him.
Wow. And I'm sure that at that time, it was quite a breakthrough. Two breakthroughs. Yeah. Strike one, strike two. And I'm sure he is a glass, ne? Kilila, he's like an egg.
Yeah. I am.
But I understand that you have more than one.
Yes. Then after that, my husband, after 6 months, because you know when you've got cervix, you don't have to do that pala thing. You have to stay away from, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
For about 12 months. Oh, 9 months. Then after 9 months, then is operation, then 6 months. Then he told me, no, let me take you out for Durban to go and celebrate, and we will have to start doing that pata thing again.
Uh-huh.
And that time is the time that I was going to...
To conceive Tato.
Conceive Tato.
The second
one. And I was not away also. Maybe I've been away after 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I told
him. How did the marriage survive without a marriage bed for 9 months?
Very well. Indeed. It did.
Because many homes would be broken.
Yeah.
Because there's no marriage bed.
You're right.
No, with my husband, he taught me one thing. It's not all about...
The marriage bed.
Yeah, it's not all about the marriage bed.
Wow.
Then I will... Linda, I was like, to tell the truth, I was like scared.
Yeah.
Love. Then he was like, I'm not here for this thing.
Yeah,
then he supported me.
Wow, what an awesome God family. I'm with the Morodis, And you can hear strike one, Jesus, strike two, Jesus, strike three. You can talk to us. The lines are open 012-334-1322. Alternatively, the SMS line 37871 or our WhatsApp line 082-657-2729. God is so good.
All the time.
All the time.
Abraham had waited for
Radio Buzzing of Life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events. Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za.
He is El Shaddai, he's Adonai. Beautiful, awesome sounds this afternoon as we're celebrating the goodness of the Lord, his faithfulness, healing. Ah, what a journey. I'm here with the Murodis. I'm talking to Ntate Mujalefa together with his beautiful queen, Auskidibone Murodi. And we gave you the sounds of Nathaniel Pasi featuring Togo Zombabo. And the title of the song, El Shaddai Adonai, right here on Heart to Heart. And such an awesome, awesome testimony that we've just heard from them. How God is so faithful and able to restore. So I'm interested, you know, into what did the family say now? Kitato, ne? The first born.
Yeah. Oh, Kilise.
Listen. Then the second one, Kitato.
Kitato.
Oh, woman. Tato, no. She can't steal the birthright. Yeah, listen. So, what did the family say now?
Oh, they were so happy.
They were over the moon.
They were over the moon.
And those friends, those who wanted you to, and others who wanted you to have a second wife, who wanted you to go to a sangoma or something.
They don't even touch that thing. They act as if nothing happened.
And wasn't it a moment like, look what the Lord has done. Yes. See what the Lord has done.
See what the Lord has done.
Oh, my. And you've waited for this gift for years and years on. What would you say to a family like yours who are experiencing the same right now?
Don't give up. God is there.
Yeah.
Pray. Our God never disappoints you, guys. Yeah. He will give you everything that you want, that you need.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just keep on praying.
Mm.
And don't trust friends or family. Just trust God. Because you're going to go to those friends or that family, then they will give you a bad advice. They will tell you, no, Mujalefa, for example, Mujalefa, you cannot handle this one. You cannot create kids.
Yeah.
But God is the one who knows why.
Yeah.
Just do not give up. Keep on praying.
Yeah.
One day he will answer you.
One day he will answer. I think for others it's easy to take advice. How do you close your ears? You just said don't listen to others. How did you close your ears? What advice would you say to them? Is it about us, really, too, and God? And so we close everybody outside? Or how does it work? Because with others,
Well, it's exactly the way you said it.
Yeah.
You have to enclose yourself. You have to be a close friend with your partner.
Yeah.
So we were comforting each other, and it wasn't even impacting us that much.
Mm.
It wasn't impacting us that much. It was just a normal. We were living our lives, dating, going with other couples.
And you're still dating even now.
We're still dating even now.
All right.
And the tricky part is when you're in the valley of the shadow of death, you don't realize that the storm is going to be over.
Yeah.
When you're walking in there, you think this hell is indefinite. Where else? There's a time whereby you're going to look back and say, look what the Lord has done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I would tell other couples that are experiencing the same situation that we have, that
Yeah.
Yandlula.
You're not there to park.
God answers prayers.
Yeah.
God answers prayers.
Sure. Yeah. Why is he, says Kiribone, you are blessed with an awesome man. Now I understand why the social media, the Facebook messages that you write to him. Mm-hmm. And you never forget that, Kimufilo Kichehov. I'm sure at some point the song, what a mighty good man. Because how many men are like that? You know, how many men are like that? I think he's a different breed. You too are a different breed. And that is awesome. Colin Davidson will make sure that, I have to make a plan. Our podcaster is not around, so I will have to make sure that the podcast is there and that you can get it on radiopulpit.co.za. It's radiopulpit.co.za. I'll make the podcast ready later today so you can check, or first thing in the morning you can check and you will find it right there. Our podcaster is not there, so I will have to make sure that I make it available to you. I hope that family, you have been like really empowered and strengthened by the Morodis. Such an awesome journey with the Lord. Holding on unto the Lord. Mm-hmm. Holding on, even now.
We have to.
And are we expecting other children to come
still?
No,
we don't.
What if God decides? So who's the master of the factory? God or Auskidimoni?
It's God.
unfortunately, when we got Lesedi,
yes,
as excited as we are, we took him to crash and... The crash told us that Lesedi's not talking. Lesedi's not acting like other kids. So it was a huge blow for us. Then we took him to the clinical psychologist, the kids' psychologist. Then the lady told us that he's not going to be independent.
All right. That is a testimony for another day. That is a journey for another day. We'd love to hear that. And amen. I'm sure other couples and families will be encouraged on that.
Yeah.
Family, I'm not quite sure if... Okay. Hi, my sis, married for 20 years, don't have children to go to or through infidelity and stillborn. If... it wasn't for the Lord, we're still standing together. All right. That's also another testimony of one who says we are still standing together. Amen. After 20 years. Amen. There have been all sorts of things that have been happening, but we're still standing together. And Colleen, I promise that I'm going to make sure, Colleen, that the podcast is there today. So you can check later tonight. Well, as first thing when I get home, I'm going to do that podcast. So, Colleen, be on the lookout for that. I don't know if I would ask you to just pray for these couples as we're closing. But before that, how do we get hold of you if we'd like to talk to you? Because we can't talk to Spongile. She's never experienced this. So she doesn't know what we're talking about. But you guys would hear us. And I asked you before, would you be willing to talk to a couple? Marabatung family, not after, after what time? 7 o'clock, it's family time.
8 is the latest.
8 is the latest, yeah, you've heard it. From what time? What time in the morning?
After 9.
After 9. Yes. Let's say from 10. From 10 to 8, you have that time to can talk to the Morodis. Yeah. And which number are you giving them? How can they get hold of you? Your WhatsApp number?
It's 061 478 4254.
061
478 4254.
All righty then.
I think there's ladies that would be comfortable with talking to
Kitty. Oh, Skitty Boy. Yes. All right.
Okay, 067 279 1487.
Can you repeat that?
067 279 1487.
Thank you so much for sharing your journey with us.
Thanks for
May the
us.
Lord keep keeping you.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
You are an awesome example. You are an awesome couple that we look, many of us look up to you. May the Lord continue strengthening your bond and keeping you together as you continue to minister, because marriage is his institution. So you're showing forth Christ through your journey.
Correct.
And so may he keep keeping you. And that's why I guess you had all these attacks, and you were attacked even before when you were young, because you were supposed to be in this union, but you were not supposed to make it to this union. Ah, but God.
For the cup to overflow, you need to
I only have got a minute. I'm just going to allow you to just say something to the Lord about it, about other couples, in just the minute that we have. And what do we say to the Lord in prayer?
Do you want us to pray? Okay. Our Heavenly Father, our God, we bow down before you. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for everything that you've done for us, and things that you are still going to do for other couples who are still listening out there. Touch them, Father God. You are a miracle working God. We believe, Father God, that we have faith in you. You showed yourself unto us. You can show yourself unto them. Bless them, Father God. You know their needs way before they even ask you. Father God, you knew them way before they were created. We ask you at this moment, Father God, that you bless them. Not just bless them, but let the cup be overflow. We pray, Father God, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
And amen. May the Lord keep keeping you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.